No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are redirecting the conversation away from cardboard cutouts of Satoru Gojo, which is now officially on the record, so we will remember it for later.
literally, Paul, you hit my brain.
Okay. I just thought it's okay.
Why is it playing the black?
All right. So, Nick, please give us a recap of what happened last time.
Tell us what happened next.
In session six. This is session seven, by the way, Macy. Don't mislabel the recordings.
Ah! Hello, Internet. Welcome to Game Theory. Here we're going to tell you.
Okay, so to my understanding, okay, so what I know happened was during the conversation about, oh, we're going to go talk to the dragon. Forgive me, people's names, I'm still so, it's only been 2 weeks and I've still forgotten most people's names.
That's fine.
Lickness was like, hey, don't go talk to the dragon. I have a sad backstory. dragons, and they're like, but I mean, like, we gotta, because it's the right thing to do, and we could probably resolve this whole conflict with any peacefulness and whatever. So half the group went to do, was it half of the group?
Yeah,
the
pretty much. Of the group.
Yeah, everybody but me and August.
Yeah.
And technically, canonically you.
Canonically, you stayed behind.
Yeah, I saw that.
You were somewhere doing something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Canonically, you were back in town.
Okay.
You were helping Sansa with stuff around the inn.
Yeah. So then those that went to they weren't just meandering walking about in the woods, were they?
No, they were tracking like footprints.
Right.
And
she was
stuff.
Tracking them. And so then they got ambushed, like the Ewoks.
Yeah,
they got Ewok ambushed by the cultists, but then they saw, much like the C-3PO, they saw Gunner and saw that he was, and he found a shiny tieflings, because guess what, they were mostly tieflings. Anyway, so they found him and they were going to bring him to the camp to talk to the head, she, not like a priestess, but like
lady.
Lady Viola.
Yes, she's the head of Tancho of that camp, and so they go to talk to her, and she looks a little uncanny. She's a little weird looking, but I mean she's like a leader of a small section of a cult. So I mean that's kind of part of the course.
I don't think any of us said she was weird looking.
Well, I think she had bug eyes.
Oh,
okay.
I thought she looked like
Emma Stone.
And she carried herself with a stature much larger than her otherwise small and tiny person.
And so they were talking, and so she basically said, like, okay, we're, I can't remember the name of the cult, but, like, where are the cults? So basically, we are a, provide safe,
Ascended Flame, I think.
Ascended
Order
Flame.
Of the Ascended Flame, yeah.
Basically, an international network of safe havens for tieflings, because tiefling racism is a continental-wide phenomena. Okay. And there's been, so I couldn't tell if this was Gunner. So, okay, here's regarding into the theory. So,
okay.
Into my headcanon.
Yes.
Oh, you got that. You only got that far.
Yes, because the recordings kept being like, "I'm not going to play." 30 minutes later, I still won't play.
That's
because Google Drive is garbage.
Probably what you will want to do.
I tried downloading it. Never downloaded.
Really?
Yes. It just didn't. It just ignored me.
Weird.
What?
It just ignored me. It
yeah.
Just blocked.
I.
How rude. Were you on Sony?
No, this was on my desktop.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. The more I work with computers, the more I hate them. I want to live in the woods. Anyway. So there's going to my headcanon theory. So what I could not tell initially, if Gunners, was just playing the part like, what would you call it? Improvising. Yeah, I'm an important fellow. I'm a guy with a coal. I work with them. Or if he was just lying in order to get them closer because he knew that he was the C-3PO of this, cult Ewok. Part one of my theory. Gunner has a connection with this cult. I'm going to say either his parents. Either his parents were a part of the cult. The cult killed his parents in order to take him and his brother.
Good lord.
Well, because they were like, he's the chosen one, and they tried to like Jedi, like take him and raise him in the temple. But they were like, I don't want it, so they stabbed the parents. You know, one of those things. Basically, I think that the cult is somehow related to his sad and tragic backstory, but when he was a kid, specifically, as opposed to him joining it as, or being associated with it as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then I'm going to say either the session, let's see, that was about an hour in.
She's gonna make up the rest.
Shoot, without yeah, that's about 2 hours. Yeah, I need to make up.
You're gonna have to keep going. Yeah.
So I'm gonna say they met the dragon.
Okay. How'd that go?
let's see. I'm gonna say they had to iron out some. Basically, the dragon was.
What's the dragon named?
What? Why would you just ask what the dragon
that's
is named?
That's an
unimportant detail.
I want to know what he thinks.
For the theory crafting.
Kevin.
Kevin the dragon.
So my Kevin. Yeah. So Kevin basically was akin to like when in any murder mystery or like mystery thing, he is the final linchpin to sorting out what people have lied to us and what people are he's the final linchpin to answer all the plot holes in what we've been trying to say. So he's gonna be he's gonna have said he was not the one that burnt down the town. Mm-hmm. He was glad that it happened, but he was not the one. Meanwhile, the dragon cult was in the town, or it was another branch or whatever, but some of them were in the town, and yes, they did stab a guy, but it was because of the Ecclesia Draconis was doing something real bad. That is to say, it was a justified attack. No, was it a false? Was it the dragon attack a was a distraction? Not a false flag necessarily, but a distraction to provide for the sentient flame to like do some spec ops stuff to like rescue an orphanage. The Ecclesia Draconis was like wringing out like. Or some like tiefling orphans for some more blood or whatever. So the Draconis went in there and they saved the kid or whatever. They were there for good reasons, is what I'm saying. But the dragon, I'm gonna predict, was also kind of an asshole because he's pompous and like, "Yo, I'm a dragon. I can burn out a village."
Hey,
you need me to?
Like Kevin.
You need. Oh, what's that? Your barbecue got ruined? Well, guess who saved your barbecue? This guy, like that guy. Yes.
I guess you could say it was Kevin Bacon.
Kevin saved your bacon.
Oh, brother.
And so he ironed out the holes, and I'm going to say at the end of everything, the Ecclesia Draconis was doing something bad. The Ascendant Flame is chaotic good, like as opposed to just being like a safe haven network. It's like, oh, yeah, they're doing some stuff. They're doing some... good things, but violent good things. And the dragon, and so we need to stop the dragon slayers from killing the dragon?
That's true enough, I guess.
Is that the end of your theory?
Okay, so I mean, is that the end?
Let me think one more thing. Hold on, let me throw
in. You have anything left in the tank?
Let me throw in a wild card. Something, not just Gunner's tragic backstory was revealed, and his by extension. I'm gonna say something tragic. Who went? It was you, not you. You.
And then he and I stayed behind.
I'm gonna say there was a conversation between Lichtness and August about about his tragic backstory.
I mean, if that's true, about, we wouldn't know because they have time by themselves.
Is it true? Yeah.
But your tragic backstory.
We wouldn't know
that. That's the part
that
we cannot tell you about because
I don't know anything about that.
Then there was another misunderstanding joke.
What happened with
them back in town? Then means there was another misunderstanding joke akin to the egg with these two. Like you're a jazz dancer, right? It's like no, I'm a magician. It's like he's a jazz dancer. Like there was some other silly misunderstanding.
Yeah, there was. Yeah,
that
seems like
and that is the end of my. That is the end of my theory.
We got none of their backstory.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Most
of the backstory you got is that the cult knows me and thinks that I'm a prophet.
So yeah. Have they known about you for a while?
Yes.
Okay. But they didn't kill your parents or whatever.
No.
That wasn't disclosed.
It's not disclosed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we ever said our parents are dead.
Was not discussed.
Mm-hmm. They're living in like Cypress Hills, Florida, or something like that. They're completely fine.
No, they've got to be in Cape Canaveral. They've got to be in Cape Canaveral. That's where gravity.
Where's gravity is west.
Cape Canaveral, Cape Cod. They're in one of those like.
Cape Cod is up in Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's where you go to when you're like, I want a quiet suburb to live out my life.
Oh, you know. Okay, so no backstory from y'all.
No backstory. No. The cult thinks I'm a prophet. We go, we meet the leader of the cult.
Which is Viola.
Correct.
Lady Viola?
Yeah.
Bug Eye?
Yeah, Bug Eye.
We think she's Bug Eye Viola.
Madame Bug Eye.
Okay.
She is
the dragon.
She is the dragon.
We meet her? Yes. That's why I asked the
dragon.
John
her. I wanted to see if you were the dragon. And she said a couple of things that kind of hinted towards it, and then...
We always knew the dragon was a woman, by the way.
Oh, right! I forgot about that.
Oof. And then we followed her into the woods to try to talk to the dragon, and then she turned into the dragon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she kind of ambushed us and then turned into the dragon, and then we talked.
Because she was injured.
Yeah.
She was injured during the attack.
So she couldn't stay.
Which she did do.
She couldn't stay in human form.
Okay.
And was just to destroy the dragon heart. There was no... That was the thing. That's they were doing.
And so the dragon cult did attack in order to like... Okay.
I remember something about that.
Plague. Yeah, there was...
Yeah.
We found
ancient,
a book that suggests that the plague kind of... what was it? Ilya?
It was Tanakhian.
The thing that wiped out the ancient elven culture
that may have caused
sounded
tieflings.
Like tieflingism.
Yes.
Tieflingism.
But tieflingism, that doesn't kill you, right?
And it didn't really say that in the book either.
Mm-hmm.
It just said people looked like we're turning into tieflings.
It absolutely did not say that. Details
it,
on
it
ancient,
said,
I wrote down.
It described things that were tiefling-like.
I said it sounds like.
So the book said that peoples that got infected, their skin color would change and had growth from their head.
Yeah.
In the margin she wrote, it may have caused tieflings.
Would have destroyed the Tanakhian elf civilization.
Yes.
Let me clarify.
It was around the time of the downfall of the Tanakhian Empire.
The book was about the late stages of the Tanakhian Empire.
Yeah. Okay.
One of the things being part of the late stages of that empire being this plague.
Okay. So they could have just...
It could have been destroyed
by like a big dragon or whatever, but the big dragon also made a bunch of people tieflings, as opposed to like somehow by a civilized if everyone in like Rome turned albino, it's like everything's destroyed and they just gave up.
Yes.
Nothing changed except for like they went albino and just like we got it and they just like they're throwing bricks at windows for
demon.
Also, the dragon wants to commit genocide.
Okay, so this dragon.
The dragon wants to destroy all dragon heart technology.
Yep.
And thinks that anyone who uses dragon heart technology is complicit in the injustices caused by
dragon
creating.
So in other words, it's good I wasn't
there. Mm-hmm. Okay. She sees it as exploitation of her dead friends, especially when people hunt down dragons for the purpose of utilizing their body
parts.
Just because your baby brother uses an iPhone doesn't mean he should die.
Mine and Jonathan's
one-on-one time was just discussing the morality of the dragon attack.
This is a lot like
really?
there's a movie I rewatched recently because it's my favorite. Have y'all ever heard of the movie Hundreds of Beavers?
No.
I love you so much. That's an incredible you
sound. That was such a you statement.
It's an incredible movie that I think it's an incredible movie. It won some awards because it's a goofy silent film, but with it's Looney Tunes-esque, and it's about a fur trapper whose goal is like in order to marry this woman, he needs to get hundreds of beaver pelts to like propose to like the dowry.
Isn't the dowry the one that the woman gives?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. The reverse dowry, whatever. And
sure,
but
sure,
at,
sure.
at the end
no,
of
no,
times,
there is a thing that like
yeah.
Yeah.
At the end, towards the end of it, during the third act, is the fur trapper is being tracked by two beavers that are like Sherlock Holmes, who are just, yeah. who are looking at all the murders he's committing against their people, and yeah. he goes to like beaver trial, like he's in beaver court, and they're all showing like the horrible things he's done to beaver kind, and so he's just sitting there, and like the beavers are sentient, from like with beaver lawyers, and he's like. Yeah, it's an incredible. Yeah, all the beavers are dudes in costumes. All the animals are like puppets.
Oh, that's great.
That looks like a remake. Like a play.
That's uncanny.
It's free on YouTube. It's incredible.
Ah,
it is an incredibly funny film.
Just a dude and a bunch of furries.
What did I do?
Yeah, I
don't know.
There's multiple films like anyway, but it's like that. It's like the morality of what happens when the animal exploitation hunting that you're doing is of sentience.
Yeah.
It's like stormtroopers, but beavers.
Pretty similar to what we were talking about.
Does that
about?
One have a welding mask on?
Dead
yeah, no, they're built.
Girl, what is going on?
Bruh.
It's an incredible film. It's a.
Nick, how did you find this?
I heard about it through weirdos on Tumblr who were like,
that's
yeah, this,
so fair.
Like,
that's
this
so
is
so
the. Like, guys,
movie.
This is the best movie of 2024. It's like. And then I saw it was free
on YouTube.
It came
out recently?
Yes, 2024. And then I saw his film.
This didn't come out like 1987?
No.
When did it come out?
2024.
2024.
And so there, and
wow.
I feel like now that you
and
say
so now,
that, I feel like I did hear about it when it came
and,
out. And I was like, what?
I watch it. Best movie of 2024 by far.
I'm sorry. I haven't fully been listening to your explanation because Nathan's been scrolling through the pictures. So I'm just been dying laughing at some of these pictures.
That's all you need. That's all you need. It's an hour and 40 minutes. It's an easy watch. If you have
easy watch is crazy.
It's not like gonna emotionally pull at your heartstrings and make you like go to bed feel weird when you go to bed like a lot of movies do.
Are they on sleds?
Yes, they're on sleds.
Huh. This one looks like Sherlock Holmes.
Yes,
God.
They're the ones
yeah,
that are tracking
said,
him down
yeah.
as he's murdering
movie
the.
Night.
As he's mur- anyway.
Sorry, I wasn't
hundreds
listening
beavers.
Because I was looking at beavers.
You can go watch Hundreds of Beavers.
Yeah.
True.
So.
Alright, well, I know
okay,
what I'm
so we're in, a, we're in an ethical dilemma the animal we have been hunting is not necessarily just an animal, it is sentient. Mm-hmm. But also, we're once again touching about the concepts of race war, about our society relies on the inheritance of destruction of a certain class of entities.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Basically,
oh
this
boy.
Dragon wants to wipe out pretty much all of Ilia
so
and then some of the other two countries, because I think,
it
if I remember correctly,
anyone that uses all of technology, which is
pretty much
a lot of people now.
It's, yeah, but it's mostly in Ilia.
It originated in Ilia, correct.
But the other countries have.
Has someone told her about the concepts of capitalist exploitation? Of how there's no.
That ideology didn't really materialize until the Industrial Revolution. Wait a minute, we're in the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah, we're in like 1850.
Anyway, we told them that the Dragon Slayers are coming, and so they're running, and we're going
to. They're in
the
process, trying to escape.
Okay, so we're letting. So we're going to let her leave. And
here's
then we're gonna basically separate the two from violence. We're gonna stop the dragon
yeah.
hunters from killing her, but we're also gonna make her go away.
Yes.
The Order of Ascendant Flame is currently in the process of packing up all of their stuff so
yes,
that they can get
running.
Out of here before the Dragon Slayers arrive.
Mm. Okay, but
the Dragon Slayers are on their way.
But okay, Viola,
who is the dragon, is with the cult. She will be leaving with them.
They do not
okay.
know she is the dragon.
So we just need to
no.
base, so we can prevent the dragon hunter players from reaching her, and then the conflict just kind of like tempers out.
The dragon shapeshifting is secret.
Yes.
Dragon shapeshifting
is
secret.
Do all dragons shapeshift?
Sentient ones at least, which
okay.
is all.
That was
probably.
The implication?
That was
okay.
the implication. Also,
is,
how much
the
is
implication
it now,
is that
like,
it's a secret dragon art.
That moment in Tron Legacy where he's like, I'm Zeus, is when Viola's like, I'm the
yeah!
dragon.
Yeah!
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm
so glad
you
finally
saw
that
movie!
I
want you to know,
the
whole entire movie, when like the first six times I watched it, every time they're calling him a user, I misheard it, thought they were calling him a loser. And I was
you
so
know what?
Confused.
Wow.
I'm like, they're really like digging into this guy for losing that game, and they're like, the loser. And I'm like,
Dang, that's so hard.
I'm a loser. I'll improvise.
And then one day I turn on the captions.
His life has changed forever.
He's a user, not a loser. Okay.
He is a user. Well,
have you watched the original?
Yeah.
Are you shaking up a soda?
Did you also think that during the original?
No, I found that out after I watched the original. Because I watched the original after I saw Tron Legacy. Oh. So I saw Tron Legacy, I pirated my mom's tablet when I was 12 on the way to Alabama for the very first time.
That would have been a new movie then.
Changed my life forever.
I mean, it came out in 2010.
Yeah.
So 2 years old.
Mm-hmm. See that they have like a show? It's only got one season.
There's an animated show.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've talked about it a few
times. The animation sounds awful. Ooh,
I don't think they even finished the first season.
They did finish the first season.
The first season was finished.
Yes,
it's got like 19 episodes or something in it. I looked at it the other day and then I'm like,
it was
I'll
so
watch
good.
The movies.
So where are we now on the...
Okay, so we started things off at the morning of the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So the dragon slayers have gathered everyone out in the town square at the break of dawn. They probably have a squad of like 30 to 40 townspeople who are all like, yeah, I want revenge on this dragon that destroyed my home and ruined core infrastructure of the city in which I live. And they are all gathered in the center of town. I'm going to say the only people who are currently in town are Lipnus, August, and Constantine. So you guys would be the only people who could potentially be present to see this. But there is like a crowd of people that have gathered in the center of town to set off with the dragon slayers to go hunt it down.
Kill the beast.
Yeah. We're at that point of Beauty the Beast right now.
This pitchfork will kill it.
Pitchfork will definitely kill a dragon.
You got a bunch of farmers with pitchforks and then two knights with full suits of armor.
It was like when you're level one in your MMORPG versus your friend buddy that's been leveling up overnight.
Yeah. It is kind of like that.
Enchanted
they're in the netherite armor.
Yeah.
Gulp.
So, yes.
They've got the mason.
Horror of horrors, Batman.
So, yeah. So, for our friends that are still in Lorraine... I imagine that it's enough commotion outside with all of these people gathering up that, like, it wakes up most of the town despite the fact that it's really early in the morning. So you are privy to this.
Privy?
How do you respond?
Privy? Sorry.
How much can I see or hear from our window?
I'm saying that the room that you guys are in is on the second story, and I imagine it looks out over the main street. And I did say that the inn was relatively close to town square, because you had to walk through it in order to get across town. So yeah, you've got like a pretty good view out your window of everything.
POV
you can't like 100% make out everything that they're saying, but you do sort of get the sense that like it's a ton of people that have gathered around that have brought their own weapons. Like a lot of people brought their crossbows and bows and arrows from when they go hunting. There's a couple people that have swords, but there's a couple people that just sort of have like sort of general mob things.
Torches, even though it's gonna be midday.
Fire.
Oh, they don't know about damage resistance.
Are he in our room or he in a different room?
I imagine that you guys, that there's not a whole lot of extra space in this room, so I imagine that Sasa has done her best to pile all of you into a small, like, into as one of a room, a singular of a room.
So he is in.
Yes, you are all together.
Because I want to go see. However, I know you don't.
I'm sorry. Do y'all have chips for this?
Oh, yes.
No,
Jonathan,
I was concerned about y'all. I don't want any. I was to make
sure y'all
had
some.
No, yeah, we got them.
Jonathan
just yoinked them.
I'm the only one eating them right now.
You are probably not safe either.
Connie is...
I mean, I've got some control.
I will remind you that you turn into a dragon.
Then when I want to.
Connie is peering over the windowsill. It's like, I don't like any of this one bit.
Okay, wait, we can come up with a plan. What if... Hold on, guys, something will come to me. What if I go out there...
It's 11.
And then, if something happens, I can...
We stop a mob of 40 people.
I can signal by...
Turning into a dragon.
No. You imagine I turn into a dragon, then run to say goodbye to horror, turn back. Dude, did you guys see that dragon guy? He went that way.
I think perhaps we...
Hold on, guys. I know. I got this. Wow, none of that's going to happen.
Do you got
all.
This? We're only level two.
I can't just fire a gun. Hey, oh, oh man,
hey, man. Turn into a raccoon and shoot in the air.
You know what?
Shine a light.
It does work.
It's worked in the past.
You almost die, but you succeed in the end.
You will succeed in the end. You will succeed in the end.
You get help from the DM and it succeeds.
I can do it.
Never stop gambling. You will always win.
I can just come back and get you. Because I don't have a way to signal to anybody.
We need to come up with something that is completely unrelated to whatever options we are thinking about right now.
Perhaps we should just try to get the townsfolk to not go and just let the dragon slayers go about their business. I fear we cannot convince the people hired to kill a dragon to not kill a dragon, but...
I'm just curious.
Who am I saying? Why are we doing here? If they go out to kill the dragon, the proper dragon's probably going to come over here and kill us.
He's right.
What if?
Goodness forbid if the other
group
has killed
the dragon.
The
dragon's like, oh, y'all here? And then he flies over here and kills everybody while everyone's gone from protecting the village.
Perhaps we should just find
the others. Maybe we should just leave.
We need to find the others.
The others are with the others went to go see the dragon.
I think, how long has it been since they left?
A day.
It's been a day.
It's been a full day, though. Surely they must be...
cuts to us all chilling around the campfire eating breakfast with the cultists.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
Connie nor Nick just wants to I can just go see what's happening.
Hold on a second.
Oh, and Aeni is flirting.
I'm not flirting. Hello?
She found the orc.
Oh, it's okay. Of course.
Oh, that's
you
way
are.
More important than any crap that I made up.
She's not flirting. She's trying to help. I cannot emphasize how much I am not flirting. I can go see what's going on in the back of a crowd where no one. Well, people are going to see me. I'm tall. I'm inconspicuous.
How
about, dude,
how
I was
about
so
Constantine does
last
that?
Time.
The blue man?
Elf.
He's an elf.
I'm trying to see about spells, because I realized I could have... I technically had enough time to change up my spells over the 8 hours of me doing nothing. Well, there's no player's guide.
I think Constantine should
I could
do
have
that.
To hope that Xenos' guide to everything has a good wizard spell.
So bad. I have to be an artificer spell.
Artificer, yeah, that's what I meant.
That was so bad.
Which is wizard spells.
Would
I would not.
Most wizard spells.
He would write, I would not guarantee
actually, no,
that they can't, won't be able to tell that you are part dragon.
Were you able to tell that he was part dragon?
Were any of us able to tell that?
I mean, they did the last time.
The dragon slayers.
I failed y'all. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I rolled...
That is true.
I'm not smart
I mean,
enough
he looked
that.
At me.
But you were kind of far away.
I mean, he did stare at me like, what is
my
that
my brain
weird?
Dumb.
But that's because you were, like, falling over yourself to get out of there.
That's
so.
True.
That's true. Remember, I stuttered, like, 20 times in a row, and you still didn't suspect anything?
No, there's no artificer stuff in Xanathos' guide.
It's in Tasha's.
Tasha is
artificer's not in the player's guide.
No, it's Tasha's artificer.
It's only in Tasha's.
Sorry for that being kind of tight getting the books in and out.
No worries. It's very aesthetic and perfect.
To optimize
it's nice
it.
That everything fits like nicely snug together.
Ooh.
Smacking people?
Mm-hmm. He smacked me.
How dare you apologize to your friend?
You died.
Bruh.
But yes, Constantine will be the least suspicious of either of us. Of any of us.
What am I doing?
Go and...
See what's going on.
See what they're doing.
Okay.
I mean, August isn't really that suspicious. But...
Everybody likes August. It's just how he is. It is
how he is. Everybody loves Ray August.
Did you take the... Did you take
August.
The folk Rogers. Hero background?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, everybody just likes him because he's likable.
I'm actually inherently likable with my background by popular demand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that your background name?
No.
Popular. Likeable
or popular? Ability I have for my background. It means that I can find somewhere to stay for free as long as I play every night there.
Wow. Mm.
I was kind of ready to say it, but I didn't need it.
You didn't need to.
Kind of like how I had this one character who could always find a ship to anywhere, and it never came up. No, it just didn't, I'm saying. It's just something that happened. It just never came up.
Yeah. So, our friends in town, what are you doing?
We're sending Connie. I'll relent this week. My insatiable curiosity as Hannah as a person's curiosity.
Be plot relevant.
But what would August do? Hannah would just be there. August stay? Yeah, August would stay.
Okay. Connie, you have been volunteered to go
You see two hands like push Connie out of the
out of the door.
Slam.
You ever
okay?
Sure. Of course I did. When does someone tell me not to do something? Never stop me if I really wanted to do it, and there was
okay.
That consequences.
So let's see if I can. It's like time to play casual.
Purple guy.
He probably goes up to one of like the village, one of the villagers.
How do you do, my fellow villager?
Yeah,
that's probably exactly what he says. He's like, "How do you do? What's going on here?"
You see that the villager just goes like does a double take when he sees you because he's just like turns and he goes, "Oh yeah, hello." Are you here for the dragon hunt as well?
Oh, the dragon hunt? I don't know.
He goes, well, he kind of looks around sheepishly and goes, well, we're all headed to go hunt down the dragon. You know, the one that burnt down our town. He goes, I don't know if I've seen you around before. Are you from the area?
I'm a traveler.
Do
you guys think you can fight a dragon?
We're watching Connie from the window.
The window's open. We're leaning over like,
That's a nice pointed broom handle you have there.
Yeah, this gentleman on the is on like the far side, the outside. I imagine the people who are like the most equipped are closest to the dragon slayers, and the people who are least equipped are on the edge. So this man has a backhoe. Over his shoulder, and it's just like...
He's got a wood? Sorry.
Shut up, I knew that was going to happen. And it's just like, he's like, well, I mean, like, I don't think I can slay a dragon, but there's like 40 of us here, and we've got two dragon slayers with us. Of course, like, with those odds, yeah, of course we're going to be able to.
But what are... let me see.
Honestly, I would have expected more than 30 or 40. But then running through like three sign-up sheets on one poster board on a random street in a town.
Those are just the 30 to 40 you see out here so far.
Okay.
Let me.
There might also be some people who were like, yeah, I'm interested, but then was like, oh gosh, I have to get up in the break of dawn.
I got blood tomorrow.
Yeah.
I can't get a dragon.
The dice fell. She reached down, got it, and threw it back. And it rolled back off immediately.
Yeah. That do be how it goes. Okay, Connie, we gotta lock in, guys. Come on, guys.
Sorry,
guys. Connie, you're talking to this villager. And he goes, yeah, we've got like, look at all of us here. Like, yeah, we should.
Do you think 30 backhoes will fight the dragon?
He goes, okay, I don't think that I'm gonna be the most capable person here.
Will any of you?
With swords and crossbows and...
I feel like...
I'm kind of running interference back here, my dude.
Interference of Prince Dragon? I feel that you are the distraction.
He goes, well, if it leads to the dragon... dying so that we can get our town back out on track, then I mean, he's like, I don't plan on dying, but like
nobody plans song dying.
Honey, that sounds so ominous.
Am I able to hear this conversation? Are we able to hear this from the window? Yeah. No, okay.
He's probably going to look back up at the FBI.
Connie, roll me a perception check. Roll me insight, actually.
Insight, okay. Mm. What is 11. That, 11 plus 4, 15?
You get a sense that this conversation is drawing a lot of attention your way, and there's a handful of people who are just looking back. Until one of them looks back and just goes, "Hey, bud, why did you come out here? Are you gonna fight with us or not?"
Ooh.
And he goes, "If you just came."
Oh no. Connie
versus peer pressure.
12. What's your charisma?
Oh, charisma is minus 1.
I should have gone out there.
I have minus 2 charisma.
I have plus 4.
I think there's 2 reasons you should have gone out there. One, he's an elf. He's going to stand out more. Mm-hmm. If you walked out there, you're human.
I definitely should. It's okay.
But it's too late for that now.
You start to get a crowd. There's a whole bunch of these tall, burly men that turn around. And are hey, bud. Really? Like, I
would love to
hear that. Oh, no. You're trying to dissuade us. Who do you think you are? They're thinking you are, like... they're like mad at you for they think that you're trying to undermine.
Are we watching from the window?
Shoot.
Can I go down there?
Yes, you can see this happening.
I'm gonna go rescue you.
I mean, I'm.
Come on, okay. Grandpa, it's time for your nap.
Hold on a second.
Rush down the stairs.
There's two things that I either think Connie would. Connie's either A, going to completely succumb to peer pressure and volunteer, or
he's going to fail to read the room.
Or he is going snap and be like, "You guys are crazy!" or something like that. I don't know how to decide
between the
two.
What do you think the odds are, and then we roll it?
What do you think the odds are that he's just going
to
crash?
Is he more likely, less likely, or equally as likely to do either?
I think he's more likely to succumb to peer pressure. He's like, that's
so
why 70, I'm offering the
So that's what, 13 or lower?
Yeah.
14 or lower?
So basically, if you roll over 13, you don't succumb to peer pressure.
And you snap.
Okay.
And
I need big number to just crash.
That's the kind of thing I do whenever I'm like, I don't know what Gunnar would do.
Here you go.
I roll, and I'm like, okay.
If you roll, and if you're unhappy with what you roll, then you know.
That's a 19.
Oh, you snap.
You snap! Yeah. They're like, hey! But we're trying to protect our homes and our families. Are you trying to dissuade us from that?
It's like,
oh,
your argument is that it's like that's an emotional appeal to logical. That's a fallacy. That's not how it's. You're going to die.
Jeez. Okay, the moment you say you're going to die.
Oh no.
Oh!
Roll initiative.
I'm going to say there's an oddly quiet moment that goes over the crowd. And the moment that you say you're all going to die.
Peasant rabble with pitchforks and rat hunting and crossbows meant for rats is not going to do anything. You're the fodder. You're the distraction. You're not gonna do anything!
I'm gonna say the entire crowd has turned to look at you.
You have two guys with it, that's his job and is to fight it, and yet here you are thinking, you're gonna go fight the dragon that's made of 4-inch steel hide with a pitchfork!
Surely I can hear that.
You can have definitely. You can't maybe make out what he's saying.
August is probably gone.
I'm
right.
Hold on. You feel a very heavy hand on your shoulder.
Oh!
Yeah.
I just got chills, bro.
I need to get up for a second.
You feel a very heavy hand on your shoulder. As you hear, only mildly muffled, through very thick armor. The voice of a man going, my good sir, I see that you are distressed by our surroundings. Might I have a word with you?" He's going to very turnedly move you away towards the crowd And like off down an alleyway.
He's
going to start moving you in that direction.
Resist. Can I resist?
I would like to resist arrest, please.
Well,
he needs a warrant.
I don't think that they have that arresting authority.
He's not trying to arrest you. He's trying to move you away.
That'd probably be like a strength check.
It would be contested strength.
Okay.
Good luck.
Because Constantine's so good with strength.
So worst case scenario,
I gotta
see him flailing down.
Not as bad as charisma.
That's a 10.
You had a 19 for your last roll for just to decide what to do.
This dude probably has a 25 strength.
In that armor? Possible.
He rolled a nat 20. So here's the thing. Connie, he has such a strong grip on your shoulder that you can feel your shoulder starting to bruise underneath it. Any attempt that you make to move, you can't. Like, he has, positioned you in such a way that you're, the two of you are very swiftly leaving. The other Dragon Slayer is, still up in the middle of the crowd, kind of trying to address people and is, trying to redirect the conversation, being like, see, your neighbors don't believe in you. They don't think that you can do this, but we...
Oh,
we,
my God.
Yeah, she's turning it back.
Oh,
in,
great.
Thank God Ayane's not there.
Out there is our destiny.
You see a very tall, imposing Dragon Slayer start moving your friend out of sight. What do you do?
Oh, yeah, I'm hoping you play along with me. Immediately.
Grandpa, it's time for your pills!
Grandpa's
tall
and
blue.
That's a good fake name.
Kevin.
Yes.
And
yep.
Kevin.
No, you are now Kevin. Oh, Kevin, there you are. I've been looking for y'all. Thank you, sir, for finding him. You know, I'm going to lie.
The dragon.
Lightly jog up, acting as if I'm nonchalant. I'm not. I'm like, oh, man, we've been, I'm so sorry for any commotion he's caused. We've been helping out all the wounded, and I think just the terror of everything he saw has been getting to his head, making him just say all sorts of things he ain't.
He turned him blue.
It blew him.
Roll
persuasion. You should be fine.
Yeah, should be.
Do you have luck points yet?
Well, roll persuasion or deception. Actually, roll persuasion or deception, depending on which one, how you want to decide.
Persuasion is better.
Yeah, I think you're probably better at persuasion.
12.
Off.
Jeez.
Natural 20.
Right.
He rolled a 15.
Jesus.
So he just looks at you and he goes, I understand that the town has been under a lot of pressure lately. But that doesn't mean that we can have dissidents roaming the streets causing even more chaos. He directs that to you.
Do they have a official status, or are they just for Dragon's Leg?
There is a sort of reputation and status that comes with being a Dragon Slayer. That they are sort of the military arm of the Ecclesia Draconis. Mm.
So no real authority, got it.
They have about as much authority. Well, actually, no. I kind of think it's them being the Templar Knights from the 1300s, which did have actual power. So,
gotcha.
Is
Alan?
Is
we
the,
are so
is the country essentially ruled by the Ecclesia, which is essentially a church?
Yeah.
It is run. There is a queen that's in charge of things.
It seems
but they
they're
are,
more
but she's,
in charge because of how much capitalism they provide.
What?
By the structure of
if the
they
Catholic
provide
Church
a lot of
all the
civil
nuclear,
structures,
all the nuclear,
yeah.
So that's where
the every nation in medieval Europe had their own king, but then there was also the Catholic Church that was able to kind of run as they pleased.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're the reason that so much of the structure of the towns exists, so they have authority by ways of
by
they own the town.
Proxy.
So, no roaming the streets. No, sir. I mean, I absolutely agree with you. You know, I'm so sorry once again. I can take him for you. We have a room up here, and I can bar him in there if that's what I need to do. I've been trying to help him now as much as we've been helping everyone else in the tavern.
That's a natural cover.
Oh no!
What do you have?
A knife! No!
Okay, good. You rolled in that
one. Okay. Woo! What it was for, though.
So at this rate, you guys have been, like, having this conversation for long enough that, like, the other Dragon Slayer has walked forward. She kind of puts a hand on his arm and goes, "Sir, if I'm being honest, we have more important things to deal with right now than this. If we get going, then it won't matter. They're just townsfolk. What are, like, it's like, show mercy. Let them go. Let them be." And then the Dragon Slayer goes, "Yes, of course. I am sorry for all of the loss that you have experienced these past few days. We hope to put an end to it very soon."
Oh, shut up. Sorry, I'm not there.
You're not there.
I know. I'm in my head, I'm like, okay, good, they're out of trouble. Wait, no, we need them to stall them.
I mean, this has actually probably been pretty effective.
Yeah, it's helped a little for sure.
I should imagine this has at least taken a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's taken us a half hour just to describe that this has happened.
That's fair. So he just, I imagine that the soldier, like, the Dragon Slayer, like, releases his grip, but, like, pats you on the shoulder, like, pretty heavy a couple times, and just like, "Have a good day." And then leaves to go back.
It's like Hulk Hogan handling Kermit the Frog.
Actually, yeah. I like that description.
Hulk Hogan and, like, the Spartan armor.
Yeah.
The two of them walk back. You see that, like, there's a few more people that have kind of gathered the crowd as they've been coming up. But the Dragon Slayer comes back. The Dragon Slayers go back to the group and they start gathering up all of their stuff. They're headed out to leave.
Boo.
Are you okay?
He's like hunched there, like, he's like,
alright, babe, we're gonna get you back up to the room. Go on, get up.
Me after one stressful social interaction.
Me too. I think we should tail them. That's my thought.
You,
I want to see if I
have someone
again
to convince them. I just rolled 2 8s in a row. That's not like rare, but it's weird that it happened twice, right?
Give them some nickels.
True.
Yes,
you should go after your friends.
Yes, we need to meet up anyway. Are you having this conversation back up in the room?
Yes.
Okay. The three of you are discussing that your friends are in danger. Dragon Slayers are headed to their location.
Yeah. We're quickly approaching their location.
How fast do you say this like mob can go?
Slower than three people.
Exactly, that's my thought. Because I feel like
if you can avoid detection, there, it's more likely that you will get there before them. Not a lot in advance,
but a little
them
bit. Yeah, I think if we hightail it out now, then we can get there a little bit before and warn everybody and like help our friends. Thoughts, prayers.
Theoretically, isn't that what we did?
Thoughts and prayers.
Just over there.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh!
Yes.
Alright.
Well, I guess they're not inherently going to see the dragon, so.
Distance from the Dragon Slayers is good.
Yes.
Distance from Dragon Slayers is good.
That's what we're gonna do then.
Okay. Alright, so you watch. You can see from your upper window as
you,
this.
Could you fix the boat?
The boat?
What boat?
The one that crashed.
Is it fixable?
No.
I don't think
so.
It's on the other side of town.
I also thought, and also in my head, it like is in pieces.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably.
Also, we don't know the mechanics by which it worked.
What, the flying boat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like the big boat, but like the skiff.
Oh, that one.
You did crash it?
Yeah. That would probably take too long. Never mind.
Yeah.
If you had already fixed it and moved it near the inn before now, maybe. Yeah.
I didn't think about it until now.
That would have been smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll say it's been way too long. Yeah.
Mike can use your time. I can do that after all this.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've already seen two. We could steal a third.
So we're gonna get to you guys.
Yep, we're just gonna go.
Alright. So they all head off to the other side of town and start trekking towards the woods in the direction your friends left yesterday. I'm gonna need everyone to roll me stealth and tracking. We're gonna do this
everyone or just
no,
the
okay. Everyone oh. Being the three of them that are four. Actually
woo.
Just roll stealth.
Well, that 20 for Connie.
I will say nice. We need to be careful because we are also approaching a dragon at the same time as this. So,
what you doing, stealth person?
That's a
I'm not a stealth person.
Rock
I'm
in a hard
place.
We are hiding from where we are leaving, and we are hiding from where we are going.
True. 11. 11? I'm 11.
Yeesh.
13. Do I have disadvantage? What armor do I have?
Do you have heavy armor?
You're light.
I have scale mail. No.
I don't believe scale.
Sounds like medium, but I don't
scale
remember
is,
the thing.
Scale mail is medium.
I'm going to say
it depends,
because you are
depending
sneaking
on which medium
through an area
is.
That already is very loud, I'm going to say that's not going to matter. Your goal is to not be seen, not to be heard.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So, because you're basically trying to follow a, like,
mom.
Well... like a loud group of people.
Yeah.
It does have stealth disadvantage.
Oh, okay.
Scale mail?
Scale mail. Mm-hmm. That's one of the... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that if you... Well, you guys are trying to get up ahead of the group, and I do think the dragon slayers will be at the front of the group, and they are trying to keep an eye out.
How close are you
like
all staying?
Well, we're trying to get ahead of them first, and that's the part where we have to do the stealth.
We're not trying to tail. We are trying to get ahead of them.
In that case, because I imagine that the Dragon Slayers are keeping an eye out on an ambush, and therefore would be keeping an ear out for things, not just an eye.
Okay, so I got 13. I can...
Four. Oh my god.
Burn.
Oh,
this is
going
to be so fun.
These are my favorite parts.
This
now
is
I'm scared.
So fun. Like this, you rolled a four.
These
you're
are my
the
horror.
Dragon
this
players.
Is my horror movie. This is my personal horror movie.
Oh, you're
actually we're gonna roll.
You. So that's not.
Okay, I'm gonna be. So what did you roll?
11.
Cool.
August, was your no.
Could do it as like a combined.
Connie.
Sorry.
Connie rolled a nat 20.
Yeah,
so 20 plus whatever.
Plus stealth. Was that
22?
22.
How? I mean, I've seen some people do it where they take the median value, which is the one in the middle.
Yeah.
Which
that's
I think would be either my 13 or August's 11.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm gonna say we'll say for this one, you guys are like tracing through the forest, and with this, you are in scale mail, and you're just kind of like jingling like a little like elf as you're going through the forest, and everyone's like, oh shoot, we didn't think about that. And so they're like, you have to like, I'm gonna say that you're delayed mildly in trying to muffle the sound of your scale mail, but you will, if you would like to take a delay to muffle the sound of your scale mail, it will not count as disadvantage for further stealth checks.
Yes. Definitely.
Honestly,
okay.
I would prefer a delay.
Probably could just pick up Lucas and hightail it, if need be.
I think
he
I would
still
be jingling.
Noise,
yeah.
That's the
well,
problem.
No, but I'm saying even if you do have a delay.
This is like they're shoving leaves in there. It's
yeah. So.
Muffle the clinking.
So you were like perpendicular, or not perpendicular, parallel to the group. You have now fallen behind them, and so you're going to have to like.
Double time.
Roll another stealth check.
All of us?
Yes.
17.
Nice.
15.
19.
15.
13. So that'd be his 15.
Yep.
We're doing
okay. So yeah, you guys continue to run forward. I'm going to say that you make up a little bit more ground now, so you guys are parallel with them. Again, you can like see them through the forest, like off in the distance.
they're pretty. They're not trying to hide their presence. They're pretty obvious. Roll one more time.
Another natural 20.
Oh my god. Natural 20. What did you roll?
7.
Okay.
18.
18. 18. That. Yep. Then you. That. So okay. So yeah, you now have managed to. Lignus has proceeded to trip over a root at one point in time. You're like, oh, shoot!
Just catch him by the collar.
You really, yeah, you jump over just like, almost face plant.
You're being carried through like, this.
And you're like almost face plant, but you like grab him by like the scruff of his coat. He doesn't fall. But yeah, you guys, you now have managed to make your way through the forest. You are in front of the Dragon Slayer, but like by maybe 10 minutes.
Okay.
I'm picturing Gimli, Legolas, and Aragorn.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
The human.
Yeah, the human and the short one.
Yeah.
short one, all right. So you guys make it up into a clearing. That still, like, is empty. You've made up to a clearing that is empty. But it looks like that there are remnants of camp here. Like, this is a clear enough area. There's like some embers, like some coals over there from where a fire was. You see lots of footprints, lots of tracks where things have been dragged. But there is nobody present. It's just the three of you. Question for my friends who were back at the Dragon Cult. Would you have told Lady Viola that you have more friends?
Yeah.
That there's not just the four of you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Probably.
Yeah,
we told her everything.
We already told her that there's people back in the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you give them, like, descriptions of what they look like?
I assume we probably would have at least got a general description. Mm. I can't say we would be the most detailed of people.
Fair, but, yeah. Like, enough to, like, recognize them on the street.
Well, also, she would have seen...
Like, oh, you must be this guy.
Yeah, she would have seen
them
on the ship.
She did see them on the ship.
That's fair.
I don't know if I would have gone and described everyone.
No, yeah. I would have just been like, we had a few more friends. I don't know if we...
Okay.
But we did kind of tell her everything.
You guys did tell her a lot. That is fair. Okay. My friends in the forest. Not cult friends. Tracking friends.
We're all in the
forest
now.
Roll perception.
Okay. Oof.
That one.
Nat 1? 14. 14.
10.
What?
10.
10.
What a group
you make. I'm going to say, Connie, you roll up into the clearing and start immediately going, shouting, oh my gosh, where did they, like, you're like completely obliviously unaware of me. Like, where did they go? Oh no!
They've gone.
I am so distressed by him drawing attention to himself in a place where there's supposed to be a dragon.
I am not looking around at all. You are not looking around. August, I'll say that you do notice this. You see that there is... you see just before they go to grab Connie that there is someone dressed in like dark green clothes in order to like hide back.
Get Ewoked.
Yeah, that goes to just like grabs Connie and like yanks him back into the woods.
What?
That's my friend. That's my purse. I don't know you.
In front of Lignus?
Yeah, you're like running over to
him. I'm trying to get him to be quiet and he gets yanked.
Yeah.
He just disappears.
Yeah, he just gets yanked. From
outdoors. Where'd
he go? Set the world on fire.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
So he gets yanked off into the woods. At the same time that you roll me another perception check.
Okay.
23.
You do see someone who comes out of the woods and tries to grab you.
Can I try to not be grabbed? I don't know that the grabbing is good.
Does he have
that's
no?
Fair. You can try and resist.
Mm-hmm. What roll would that be?
Strength.
Well, or I
12.
Mean, he's.
I'll let you use strength or dexterity, because you're either physically trying to resist or you're trying to like
run away.
12.
12.
Yeah.
They rolled less. So you manage to escape. And you see the person just goes, friends. Friends? Your friends.
Oh.
We're with them. and he kind of looks over. And he like looks over. Get over here. Fat. Like he's trying to...
Oh, the awkward, like white person walk across the street.
Yeah.
And they're like, kind of hurry up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, you, Connie is just like you're like someone has like.
Connie's having a terrible day.
Did you just have an orc hand
your
over
mouth?
Your face?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just covering your whole face. Your whole face.
He turns around and is like, oh.
Ooh, Timmons.
So, in order to restrain you, and you see the person who was like gesturing to likeness, goes, are you, because we know your friends. Your friends came to see us.
No, like Gunner and Vigo and all them?
Yes, the Prophet. We know the Prophet. Yes, good friends of the Prophet.
Yeah, the prophet.
You said that like crawdad or crawfish? Like prophet.
Crawfish.
Prophet.
There's
yeah.
not a W in that word.
Damn, sounds like, yeah, the prophet. Cheryl.
Yeah. Yeah, we know him.
He goes, yes. yes, we need to be quiet. The dragon slayer should be almost here. We're waiting for them.
Yeah, there's two of them.
Well, that we
and a mob.
Yes, that's what we heard. We heard that there was more. There should be here any moment. My friends who were with the cultists. Backtrack a little bit. Night before, you guys are all sitting around. Or no, morning of. Maybe like an hour before this. You guys are all sitting around a campfire eating the
stew
porridge. It's pretty bland. These people survive off of very little. And so you just get the blandest porridge you've ever eaten in your whole life.
I wonder if we could find a perfectly cooked deer in the woods again.
Annie thinks this is great. This is what she's used to. This is what she's used to. She's like, oh my god, finally real fucking food.
Yeah, yeah. None of this fancy stuff with flavor.
Oh,
Gunner
god.
Doesn't think anything of it. He's just like,
yeah.
It is sustenance.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to say that as you guys are sitting around the campfire, I imagine that there's like, you guys are sitting around this particular campfire all by yourselves. Most everything is packed up at this point. Mm-hmm. This is like, you guys are in like the phases of when you're trying to move out of a house and there's like nothing left in here, but you still have to stay here for a second
yep.
longer.
Yeah.
That's when we moved in that basement.
It's like
yes.
everything's packed up in the wagons. All we gotta do is leave.
All we have to do is leave. We're just making like final logistical decisions.
The limbo state.
Yeah. So everyone is trying to like quickly get all of their stuff together so that they can then move. I would say you guys are sitting around this campfire by yourselves. There are other campfires around you, and that they're all eating their own porridge, but they do kind of just like they're just like the whole time they like keep side eyeing Gunnar and your friends, and some of them are just like outright just being like,
"Oh, didn't they make Gunnar red?"
That was the other day.
That was
the other
day.
Day.
I don't know
okay.
if it lasted this long.
It was just makeup.
Yeah.
And so they're just like.
They're being very awkward.
They're being incredibly awkward. They're just like.
Gunna, you should do something funny. Just really throw them off.
You should like do it badly. You should try to spook them.
Can you do it?
I think
I
do that just naturally.
What
do
you? What do you?
Probably.
What do prophets use? Do you have do you need like a crystal ball? Look into a crystal ball and just be and just
break your neck. Just very low tone and go. I'm not actually a prophet.
I know you're not. But just play into their little.
No, I'm still thinking you should do a backflip.
I'm gonna say while you're having this conversation, Lady Viola walks up to you.
Hey, Viola.
Do you have a crystal ball?
We think she should do a backflip. What do you think?
She just kind of, she sits down, and I think she probably dishes herself out a bowl of porridge, and she just goes, can you do a backflip?
You can definitely do a backflip. I could probably do a backflip.
You had to have written that on your board.
I'm not there.
Oh, you're not there. Dang it.
What about me? Do you have a crystal ball?
On my person?
Just in general.
No. Do not have a crystal ball on me at the moment.
He needs that for his prophesying.
She goes, you know what? We probably have people who can procure you a crystal ball if you would like one. Would you like a crystal ball, sir?
I don't think that's...
Do you need to smash a camera in order for it to print a picture that shows us Dio or something?
Shut up! Hold it!
I don't think...
Also
I
works
that
with TVs, apparently.
Yeah, literally.
I think right now it's more important to figure out how we're going to handle the mob approaching.
Computers.
Yes, so we've sent some scouts ahead. We have some messengers from the town that are surveying the scene. They've already sent word back that there's a group of maybe about 30 to 40 people on their way, as well as the Dragon Slayers. So here's the thing. If we just leave, they will catch up to us.
Well, yeah, that's why we had the plan of you doing the diversion. Yeah.
We are in the process of putting together a diversion that includes myself, as well as there's a handful of the of our members that have volunteered in order to stay back in an attack, which gives you, my friends, an option. Would you rather go forward with the caravan? Or would you rather stay back and help us with the ambush?
I always kind of assumed we were doing the ambush.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to do either.
Did any of us think we were going to go with this group?
I don't
know.
Not
really.
I didn't.
No. She didn't know. She didn't.
Yeah,
no,
she
I'm asking the people at the table,
like
literally,
friends.
Did any of us think that we were actually going to go with them?
No, I always thought we were going to help with the ambush. Our connections are going to be coming fairly soon.
Yes, I've given... I'm going to say at this point in time, she asks for descriptions of all of your friends so that she can give it to some of the scouts so that they can keep an eye out.
Gives descriptions.
Scrawny little man.
And then the second scrawny little man.
Scrawny
this one's
little
short.
Man. I was going to say scrawny little man and scrawny littler man.
Yes. She goes,
One
scrawny
of them's red, man. One of them's blue.
Okay, that's color coordinated for us.
This is a puzzle.
One's a tiefling cleric. The other one is...
The blue one is taller than the red one.
You're not
the
clarifying.
Red one is
like,
shorter than the one
belongs to which of these people.
Which one is which? Yeah. And then there's... We have a human. Yeah.
Human guy.
Human
guy. You specifically shouldn't know anything else about.
And then there's just a guy.
I'm not going to say it like that. I'm going to phrase it differently. But you specifically don't need to know more details about that person.
This guy has
there's
a
an elf,
twang.
A tiefling, and a guy with
yes.
a southern accent.
Okay.
What is southern accent?
Oh, yes. One of them doesn't talk.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
It's the guy with the accent.
He writes in the
looks like
accent.
Caleb Widogast.
Shut up.
Now he looks like him. She goes, oh, yes, I have heard that tale before.
No. Caleb cannot be in this universe. I cannot have that.
Then she needs to change his picture.
Caleb does in spirit.
Spirit's crazy.
All right. So she goes, well, I appreciate your bravery and willing to put your lives on the line for my friends and I. I do hope that I will be able to repay you when all this is over. And she basically lays out what the plan is going to be.
Can we try to
southern?
At least with the villagers,
non-leech
southern.
You have
just,
been.
I need a swap.
Attack.
Just knock them out.
Remember how to get back into it.
Can I convince you to non?
Yeah, we kind of need to talk a little bit about the whole killing anybody because they're complicit thing.
Well,
some
here's
of those people,
the thing.
That's
here.
Not really.
None of them are using Dragatech technology anymore. That's all gone now.
She will make the concession. Here's the thing. In her mind, she's like, it doesn't matter. At this rate, these people, it doesn't matter if they use Dragon technology. They are actively seeking her and her friends out to kill
them.
So she would attack them because she feels provoked. Now, if you ask her outright, hey, we would prefer if you take these people out non-lethally, she will abide by that because of she wants to stay in your good graces. And also knows that the rest of her cult respects you. And so, not because... So, in the sense that she was like... She goes, Gunnar, if you ask me to deal mercy with these people who are hunting me and my friends down, I will, because I
do want to put this into the context, though, that you kind of blew up their town and killed a lot of our friends first. So you thinking that they're retaliating against you first.
She goes, well, that they killed my friends in order to fund their monstrous city. They destroyed the territory
now,
in which I lived in.
This is where we get into a little bit of a gray area. They did not kill your friends. The Dragon Slayers killed your friends. You can kill them.
I was about to say, you can kill
the Dragon Slayers.
That is
yes.
The people in armor, kill them.
Yes. She goes, good, yes.
The people that are just villagers, if we
with
can
the pitchforks and the backhoes, I don't think they're going to do much to you anyway.
They're going to be trying, they're probably just
fodder to be
thrown at you.
I don't think you're going to be very concerned about somebody wielding a shovel against you, but.
She goes, you would be correct. She has made the concession that, like, she will focus her firepower, pun intended, on the Dragon Slayers. And I would also probably say she was like, I make no promises that none of them will go uninjured. I will do everything in my power to make sure that none of them die.
I'm fine enough.
They are entering battle with a dragon. She's like, I make no guarantees.
Yes. Also, in this context, I'm fine if they get injured. Just don't intentionally kill them.
What do the Dragon Slayers have? Like, I've heard of them, but I can't say I've ever seen them in action. Like, what do they do that makes them Dragon Slayers? Like, they have some sort of special armor, it seems.
Would we have come across any of them ever?
I
feel like we probably would.
Potentially. Yeah. They seem to stay pretty aloof.
We probably wouldn't know much about them, but we've probably seen them.
That's why I'm asking her if she would maybe have information.
She goes, I'm going to be honest, no dragon that has gone up against them has lived to give me any information about them, so.
Yeah, I would assume they have some sort of protection against dragon attacks, so maybe keep an eye out for that.
Dragon magic is special, right? So maybe they have some special dragon magic protection?
And maybe ways to kill y'all.
Yeah. Well, I figured that part there.
Yeah.
Yes, there
so it's
are...
it's probably the armor and the weapons.
She basically explains that what the Dragon Slayers have at their disposal, she has no idea. Because any dragon that has gone up against them has died, and there have been no remains left in order to determine what happens to them.
Yeah.
So, to her, the Dragon Slayers find a dragon, and that dragon is gone. And that has happened everywhere the Dragon Slayers have gone. And that's more her experience.
Yeah.
Have the Dragon Slayers killed every dragon that they've ever run across? Possibly not. But in Viola's experience, the Dragon Slayers don't miss. So.
That is my extent of magic, is what I'm thinking, to some extent.
Yeah. Well,
right.
As long as we're clear on that, I think we should be fine.
I respect your wishes. All right. Flash forward.
Huh.
Friends in bushes. And they're like, hey, they're like, hey, go find the others. So they're like trying to like communicate through the trees in order to get to your friends who are also here in this ambush. So.
Thanks, all here.
Oh, you guys are
here
in the ambush?
Yeah, so you guys all reconvene now off in sort of the underbrush outside of the clearing. You guys have like maybe 7 minutes to like reconvene before the mob is on you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
We're gonna try to non-lethally kill you or knock these people out.
Yeah.
We're gonna kill the Dragon Slayers.
The Dragon Slayers. Yeah, the Dragon Slayers.
I got it. I'm on both
there. Yeah.
Also, we're diverting.
Also, Barry's quietly gonna whisper to August.
We all gonna do.
Don't show any dragon art technology here.
Wash off.
I will kill you. Is like at odds with both sides of this equation. The Dragon Slayers will kill you if they find out about you, and the dragon will kill you if she finds out about you.
What did I tell you? He's likable. He's an easy equal opportunity.
Oh, also, dragons can shapeshift into people. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the leader of this section of the cult is a dragon.
Since when?
What? Since always, apparently.
Yeah,
it's a secret.
Wait,
the
dragon?
Yes.
Yeah, the one
that attacked the ship
we were on.
It can shapeshift?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's got big eyes.
Do not spread word of this. This is a...
You guys are having this huddle away from the other man.
Yeah, for sure. I thought that was assumed.
Yeah, I thought that was assumed.
No, do not say anything about this. This is important knowledge for you to have in case, just in case.
Have you run across any weird people that have any weird habits?
Or very large eyes.
Eyes.
I don't know if that's necessarily correlating to the dragon.
No, it correlates.
It really correlates.
But
we don't know.
We're not really sure of the exact traits or how you can tell somebody's shapeshifting, but yes,
we
there
pretty
is
much immediately told with this one, though, so
that's
it's possible
terrifying
that they haven't been.
Like, this is terrifying.
Slightly,
the concept
yes
of humans being dragons in disguise.
Well, I mean, shouldn't. I mean, you shouldn't trust anybody, anyway. So,
who said I do?
Exactly. Keep that up.
Good rule of thumb.
But I like trust. I trusted all
heavy
of you.
And one of them turns out to be
how many of us
dragon
are dragons?
And we're. I think that's kind of naive of you right now, but I mean before, but now it's kind of fine. We've
Wait,
been through
August,
some thick and
August,
thin,
are you a
so
straight
we're
up dragon?
Right.
Wait, did we know
are
that
you
August
lying
was, wait, we know August was a dragon?
No.
Well, August turned into a dragon.
Yeah,
August
he shifted
into
a
dragon. Well, he turned into
part
dragon.
He a part
dragon. Yes.
Yeah.
He shifted and took on dragon features.
Which
turned
yeah
into like
so,
the like
oh,
looks like the dragon guy.
I was out cold.
What? Dragonborn?
Wait, what?
Dragonborn.
No, you would have seen it later because you got all
yeah
brought back up, and I think
he was
still
yeah
strong.
He was still shifting.
No.
So.
Shifty boy.
Wait, are you?
And D&D. The dragon race.
It might also be Dragonborn, yeah.
I think it's Dragonborn.
You know?
Yeah.
At
dragon race.
At this
D&D
point,
D&D
it doesn't even seem like
it's
he knows
dragon
what is going
yeah
on with him.
Are you?
Rawr?
Careful, you're some of the dragon.
I don't want Lady Viola.
You hear that? And then Lady Viola goes, huh?
Oh, you
don't
know it.
You know
that
intro
con.
Oh my gosh.
The more people question August, the more he doesn't know what's going on with himself either.
We're attacking the group?
Yeah.
Yes. We are
we're
just
focusing
the
attack on
we're
the
trying to give.
Stairs.
So there, essentially, there's a bunch of tieflings that are trying to get away right now. And
yes
we're stalling for them.
Correct.
Yes.
With a diversion. Why are we trying to save
so
people's
they don't
lives
get
or
slaughtered?
Why don't they? Where's the dragon?
Also in the diversion.
Yes, she's over there. And I point to Lady.
Do we see her?
Not in dragon form. She is in human form.
Currently.
She's in human form. So you
yeah
just.
What does she look like to me?
Bug eyes.
She looks uncanny.
Ella Purnell.
Actually, here's the thing. To an average person, she'd look uncanny. Constantine probably just thinks she looks entirely normal.
It's
because Connie is uncanny. And it's just like.
You're a dragon.
Yeah, I imagine that she, and then she just kind of looks, and she's like, with her big bug eyes, and she's like, squints. She's like, and then she's distracted with something else.
How many people are here?
Just going to be like, hey.
In the
ambush?
Yeah.
What is her name?
There's
Viola.
Maybe
Viola.
There's only maybe about
Viola
five
Bellwether.
20.
Dragons have last names.
This one does.
We're devoted.
This one also had
a
husband
killing
and a kid
force, hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh, how?
We are not planning on
yeah got killed by the
Eclipse.
Yeah.
Which is going to be kind
you
of
also
difficult.
Have the element
that's
of
that's why she attacked the church.
I cannot non-lethal
anyway.
Also
dragons.
I can.
Yes.
I can.
Oh, that's
nasty.
Yeah, she was getting revenge for
that.
I can't non-lethal either, can you?
I don't know if you
maybe I shouldn't
witness
use that actually
either, but whatever.
Wait, no, that's not all Gunter. No, that's fine. It's not all Gunter guarding our technology. It's fine.
Bellwether?
Yeah. Bellwether.
Viola
Bellwether.
Oh, I don't even remember having her last name.
I mentioned it back in town, I think.
I put her down
I think
as
you only mentioned
Viola
it. No. Well,
I could have potentially only mentioned it when you in your
yeah
secret meeting. Which, to be fair, everything that you discovered in that secret meeting is very obvious to everyone else
yeah
now,
yeah,
so it's not very secret.
Yeah, that's when I wrote that down.
So that's when... I thought I heard it one other time, but I thought that was when Connie was doing his thing. I thought I heard
maybe
the name somewhere, but... Could be wrong. Okay. So, is everyone ready for a fight?
Yeah.
No.
Heck yeah.
Maybe...
I need to hone my skills.
I can try to intimidate them, but I can't not kill them.
Do you not have a single weapon on you?
I have a crossbow.
Bruh.
And daggers.
Okay.
Oh, I lost my staff, remember?
I can give
bow
you a hand axe.
I don't have a knife, but a crossbow.
I have melee weapons.
I mean, I can
dagger,
splash
though
them with oil. Guys, we
yeah
have the most powerful spell of all, grease.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Hey, you know that's actually going to be very useful for this situation.
Yes. Yeah.
I can light the forest on fire.
No.
Are you sure we can't resolve this without hurting anyone? Last night?
Probably not.
I mean, we can.
They can't escape without.
There's no way that they're going to escape without being caught. And if they get caught by the Dragon Slayers, they're all just going to get killed. Or they'll get caught in the fight between the dragon and the Dragon Slayers, which is not going to be a good thing.
No.
The Dragon Slayers are killing the cult members?
They're going to.
Yes.
Killing everyone.
I see no reason why they would not kill supporters of dragons when they're here to kill a dragon.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Also tieflings. They're like also, all tieflings.
They're all tieflings. Not a single one of them is.
That does make sense for a dragon cult.
Right now the tensions are high.
Yes. So I don't see the villagers having any mercy on them.
I was going to say, yeah, I don't see them extending peace and grace to them, so we have no rights. We don't need to extend peace and grace.
We're all going to try to non-lethally...
You are actually extending peace and grace to them in the sense that you're trying to knock them all out, not kill them.
True.
Yes.
Except for the Dragon Slayers, who they are apparently trying to kill.
Yes.
We turned on non-lethal attacks.
Yes, exactly. Yes. We toggled it.
Here's the thing. With you guys, I am totally okay with just deciding that if your intention is to non-lethally attack people, even if, like, rules is written, say that that particular type of attack can't do that, we can just decide that
we can.
I don't want you guys to feel limited because you are trying to be peaceful. You can attack as normal. We will just assume that anyone that you attack...
That's not Dragon Slayer.
It's not a Dragon Slayer. We'll just go unconscious.
Yes.
It's pretty tough to be a level 1 and 2.
That's
it.
I just only have, like, non-melee spells, which even that's only a newer thing of being able to do it with melee spells.
Do you have proficiency with any type of weapons?
I have the crossbow and daggers.
Hey,
that's better.
I was wondering if you could, like, get from the camp.
I know
you're
about,
weapon.
And I already have it.
Yeah, but I'm not
strong
in any way. That's melee weapons.
Maybe that has a higher attack roll or something. I don't know.
Like, the only other thing would be, like, a rapier or something that I'm pretty good with. But I don't have a rapier.
Can I try to, like, get up into a tree? That way I can have... Can I try to get up into a tree so I can have, like,
high
ground?
You got the punching bag gloves that Green Arrow has.
Huh?
The bow and arrow.
Punching glove.
Not punching bag. The boxing glove.
So that they're not
just like
gloves.
A fist arrow.
Oh, okay.
Like
yes.
The boxing glove.
I was
an arrow with a big
ball. I was
ball,
why would I be wearing like boxing gloves trying to do archery? That's not.
Green arrow having his boxing glove. Non-lethal
fireball. Once it get hits them, they get like cartoons. They get covered in ash. They go.
So yeah. Exactly.
And then they just pass out from.
Like turn into a pile of ash for the one with the little eyeballs on it that you can resuscitate.
Yes. Okay.
Pour water on it and it pops back into a person.
Okay. I'm gonna say that you guys did, in the time that it's taken you to make your plan and decide your things, yes, sir.
How many cultists are staying behind?
I said about 20.
20? Okay.
They're gonna fight?
Yes.
Oh shoot.
There
are 20 that are prepared to fight. So there's like 27 of us versus like 40 of them.
It also gives the rest time to escape.
Well, yeah, but now are those people?
What do you think?
These are
20 people that are better trained than commoners. They like have some level of military training.
Yeah,
versus 40 commoners,
and they have a dragon.
They deal with stuff like that.
True. Yeah, I guess.
Plus, we have a surprise round, so we have a whole round on them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it currently day or night?
Should I throw grease on all
of
them?
It's mid-morning at this rate.
Or
does that make them all, like, vulnerable to fire?
The difference between R20 and their 40 commoners has to make up for the negative between...
They are peasants, though, most of them.
Between the Dragon Slayers and the dragon.
Most of the commoners will go down in one hit.
Okay, I figured.
Yeah. Turns out the peasant with the shovel's not very much against us either.
Yeah.
You guys are only level 2, but the commoner is level 0.
Yeah.
But even like a level 1 adventurer is worth more than a commoner.
Yeah.
So, alright. At about the time that you guys have all solidified your plans,
I'm posted up a tree.
Alright. Yeah, that's actually a good point. Let's set up our ambush.
Yeah.
I'm also going to post up in the tree because I've got my crossbow.
On the map.
I'm ready with burning hands.
Heck yeah.
Get all the black ones out as a cultist.
Yeah.
Gonna knock out a bunch of
people.
Like,
cool.
Do you
want to
do them in
that's
groups?
Pog.
Assuming.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
Well, Dragon Slayer are
that.
Do
okay.
Protection.
So we're going to say that.
That's not her.
I'm sorry.
This is the wet
yeah,
race.
Yeah.
Wet.
Okay. It's fine.
Okay.
I said, I don't think Paul would.
Well, I feel like we made a mistake
I
once
specifically
before.
Put it over there.
Yes.
Yeah. It was clipped to this.
So somebody wrote on it with a Sharpie. Before, but
that was the problem.
That's
that
not
we,
a Sharpie.
This is what race.
Yes.
Okay, so this is the clearing. So you guys will be all off in this space. And they are all going to be cool. Oh.
Is yours also a new crossbow?
Who's who? Okay, so who is
the
white one?
Really?
That is Constantine.
Connie, where do you want to be?
So they're coming from that end.
Yeah.
Well, it's my fighting. It's my fighting style. So I get an extra bonus to it, plus my proficiency, plus my usual.
That's insane. And that's probably going to go up eventually, too.
Gosh, I don't
it's
a
have
D8
much
piercing,
to,
too.
That's
why I'm like,
I guess
I'm going in a tree.
Here.
That's fair.
Okay. Who is the blue one?
That's me.
Where do you want to be?
I'll probably be towards. I mean, I'll probably be somewhere like.
Are you over. In the tree line or are you in the clearing?
Oh,
the,
no, I'm in the tree line.
Okay.
But I'll probably be kind of like.
Do you want to be towards the front or the back?
I kind of want to be towards like the middle over here.
Okay. Who is green?
Is that me?
That's you.
Yeah. That's probably me. I'm in a tree. Wait, so sorry. They're coming from in here.
Mm hmm.
I want to be, like, in a tree right over here.
Okay. This is the tree line.
Oh,
so
that's the tree line. Okay.
Yeah.
I heard. Got it.
That works? Okay.
Yeah. That's
orange?
No, 120. That's me.
Orange is Holly.
I'm gonna try to be behind them when they come in. Like, so.
Oh,
try
so in
the
tree
line
right there?
Yeah.
Kind of here-ish?
Yeah.
Cool. We got purple?
Purple.
I think that's me.
Is that you?
Yes.
Not where, what are you doing?
I'm also going to be in a tree posted up probably somewhere. Probably over here.
Over here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here, is there a way to be?
That's, oh, to indicate.
That's not gonna stay.
That's not
though,
gonna work.
But,
no.
Okay.
Indicate tree.
Okay. We've got two very similar reds. One's
The
red.
Dark red. The dark red is me.
Dark red is him,
you,
and then
the orange
me.
Is
like over here
August.
On a bush.
Orange.
And then what about Connie?
He's
Connie.
Right
Connie's up there.
Yeah, I'm right there.
Where do you want to be, August?
Green is tree.
It's not going to stick.
It's not going to stay.
It's not going
to
stick.
Parallel
stay.
To where Jonathan or Tali is.
So back
yeah,
here.
It's my range of like 40 feet, so I got to be able to shoot them.
Who else is in tree?
It was Jonathan.
Yeah. Cool. Those are the only
okay.
I don't know why I just
got
the air slope.
And then
like
I've got all of these. For
me in a movie theater when someone next
oh,
to
yeah.
popcorn.
There's
for
16
cultists.
That we can put on the board for cultists. So you could
okay.
probably
I'm gonna
focus
do,
on the dinners.
I'm going to do four groups.
It's
kind
of
insane.
I don't
want to. Wait. Who is this?
I'm
green.
In my head, I'm like,
that's
they have
Zoe.
Zoe.
That's.
What does the green circle represent?
They're in a tree.
They're in a tree.
Okay. I realize I want a
tree moment.
Ox to be.
I'm like having to like cover half of my. Half of my character sheet still.
Why?
Because they don't know my background.
Oh, I guess so. Okay, so
well,
all
half
of
the people here know my background, the other half do not.
I know a little bit.
You know a little bit.
I'm gonna say
they can't read.
Here.
We got a weird thing with eggs.
I don't know where the egg thing came from, dude.
I actually
okay.
have my character's real
somewhere
name on the
learn
back
how to
of
do
my
a
sheet.
Dragon call, figure out where.
Wait,
I'm
going
to say,
yeah,
what did I say?
30? I don't have any of my
I have something
before,
on my second sheet as well.
But
on
my sheet. It's all on my phone.
I also have something on
some
my
point,
second sheet
that
I also cannot show
maybe.
To anybody.
It's like a, but yeah, I said it was like a nickname, stage name thing.
Nice.
All the yellow ones are going to be the townsfolk. The
townsfolk, like for us or for them?
What?
Then.
We don't have townsfolk.
I sure hope.
Homeowners.
I sure hope it does.
What?
Actually, I'm changing out the cultists to be.
I was about to say, because black is. What's
black would be the guys.
The guy.
Would be more helpful, but.
You're the guy.
He's the guy!
No, I'm gonna do them in the little. We're gonna do a clear and a gray of these to make them.
He's also in yellow jackets.
He's also in Over the Garden Wall.
Yes!
What?
Yes!
That's so random.
He's such a weird little guy in the Yellow Jackets, too. Okay, so we are all set up and ready to go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay! Hopefully this isn't a fight we're meant to lose to.
Honestly.
I'm going to be honest, it is not a fight that you were meant to lose, but neither was the last one, so...
Oop. That's not reassuring at all.
Basically, she's saying skill issue.
Points at dice. Skill issue.
Points at skill.
Bro, what?
Alright, oh, what I'm gonna need. Many. Somebody grab another one of the little Legos to be the dragon as well.
I need a D.
The dragon.
Eight.
Move her back, but in the clearing, but yes.
Shield.
Dragon.
Alright, I'm in a tree. I've got my shield up in front of me as extra cover.
Like propped up in the branch or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
That's such a badass image. Just a giant orc with a huge shield and a huge bow.
Now I've got a surprise for you.
That tree is mine.
Honestly, she would probably very intentionally look for a bigger
tree.
I'm
so glad you can make it.
I don't need that to happen again. I can guarantee she has tried to go in a tree before.
It just broke.
First two times she's tried, she just knocked over.
All right, if we are all ready and prepped to go, let's all roll initiative.
Okay! Oof. Let's go! I love having high initiative, guys.
Do we have paper slips?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I
have
some more
the same thing.
I should have more in here.
We're gonna have to roll against each other. 21.
Oh, no. What's your,
bro.
Wait, are you...
I might be going first.
Did you roll that?
No.
Okay, so who rolled a 20 or above? What was it?
21.
21?
23.
23?
21.
Okay, so 21. Yeah, Tali is going first.
I have a plus four. I rolled a 19.
I also have a plus
Vigo
four.
And Vigo and Ianni duke it out. Rock, paper, scissors, right? Who goes next?
Oh, I was just going to roll and see who got higher.
I need that too.
Well, yep, that's Vigo.
Okay. So then we have Vigo.
And
three of us
eight.
Above 20 is insane.
It is insane.
That is insane. And then
nice.
We do have one group
going
of
ghosts.
Yeah,
please.
Honestly.
We have...
Oh.
Okay,
guys, I love having a high initiative. It's so...
Same, bro.
Same.
Do we all plus four?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a plus
my initiative is plus three.
Plus two.
Plus two.
We have the first group of cultists.
Cultist number one.
Alright.
It's gonna be hard to remember the
cultist
with
you
guys.
My highest number
is
not very high.
Alright, who was 15 to 19? What was it?
16.
I have 17. Okay, then that puts us at Lickness.
Get out.
We're going to quite quickly turn into a Baldur's Gate 3 lineup.
It's the rats.
The rats!
God, I love the rat fight so much.
Which
it's one?
So
funny.
Yeah.
And then
the one
August.
In the basement or the one in...
Yeah, the one in the basement.
The one in the basement is so good.
The basement's so funny. You should go
and we've got...
I have a rat problem. Oh, okay.
All right.
Firewall.
Yeah. Literally.
Literally.
I did a fireball down there.
It's great. It's so much fun.
I did poison cats.
Okay, and then who rolled from a 10 to a 15?
Oh, 11.
11.
Sorry.
Gunnar, what did you roll?
7.
7?
Profit.
I'm supposed to be the dexterous one.
What's wrong with
one?
An 11? I don't know.
I think we're all just as dexterous as you, almost.
Yeah, I have a plus three.
No.
I did not roll well. Like...
When
I get ability modifier, I'm gonna have a plus 5 in dex.
I'm not gonna pursue dex much more. I'm gonna go for
also I don't think I got any
but I started with a plus 4
I've got a
regular
dex is one of
I've got an
18
dex
Rangers
and a 19
higher.
charisma.
Yeah, wait.
And then 13 strength, 16 intelligence, 14 wisdom, and 16 con.
Yeah, no, I need to keep my decks up.
I got a plus one to all of them because I'm human.
Oh, right.
So next time I get an ability improvement, I'll probably just put both into decks and then have a 20 in decks.
Plus one to all actually comes in a lot more handy than it sounds.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Especially if you roll odds.
Yeah.
Wait, if I get a plus one in decks, that means my longbow will be up to plus 9.
Yeah. I have a pretty, like, high average.
Is everyone able to see that?
Because I've got, like, a plus 2 to average.
Yeah. We gotta add 2 dragon slayers and 6 different groups of.
Dang, this is Baldur's Gate.
We're gonna be like spread across the sides. It's gonna
take
be fine.
A while.
I should have brought my bulk for when I'm not going. I'm kidding.
Hey,
that is a joke.
It's a joke.
okay, we're gonna fly through this as quickly as we can. So we're gonna start off with, and the way that it's gonna work is the dragon is going to go at the top of the round. And it's going to be almost like a lair attack. So that will just kind of change the playing field while we're out there. All right. Tali, the top of the round. What are we doing?
I was thinking I was going to try to do Burning Hands.
Patali, the top of the round.
As close to them as possible. Have they not walked in yet?
Okay, I'm going to say... Well, you're going first. How far do you want them into the clearing before you draw the first attack?
Can they go forward like 20 or 25
mm-hmm.
feet or so? Because we got to ambush.
It's 5,
so 5,
10, 15, 20, 25.
Maybe 20. Let's start with 20, yeah.
And then just have them behind them?
Yeah, I figured. Whatever Macy thinks they're doing. Are they really traveling in a line, though?
They're not traveling in a line.
Okay.
I didn't put them there. Put them kind of in a circle. Not around the Dragon Slayers. The Dragon Slayers would definitely be up top.
So like put them in a V like a flock of geese.
Is your little speaker on?
No.
Hey, you.
You want to turn it on?
Mm-hmm. Hannah
ooh,
got it.
Some ambiance. Let's go.
Dog.
When you were moving the pieces for the knights, I was hearing in my head the like noises Undyne makes when she's walking.
That's so fair.
Someone's connected.
It's me.
Okay.
Nope, I have
it's
disconnected
me.
Now. Now it's me.